Everybody's, Bear Bryant's calling him. Oregon, you know, all their coaches are visiting his living room.
Who are we talking about? Bob Lilly.
Bob Lilly.
Right.
TCU sent a postcard that said they were interested. He sent it back. Okay. He responded to a postcard. That's how he went to TCU.
That's where he wanted to go.
Isn't the George Andre story, though, the best of that group?
Refresh my memory there.
He went to Marquette, then they canceled football, so he didn't even play his senior year.
Gil Brandt found him.
He's up in Milwaukee thinking, I'm playing college football up here. Then they disband the program, and he's got eligibility left.
It's interesting, but I don't know that I'd call it the best story of the whole book. But it's interesting.
No, the best college story.
Is Pete Jennings.
The best story that has Milwaukee.
He's a basketball player at Michigan State. Basketball player.
But on your list of great Marquette football players, mm-hmm. you might merely find one name.
Born on this day, now dead, Norman Chaney.
Norm.
Of course, Marquette, the school that
Norm. Really?
Tommy
Norm,
Boy
Norm.
Attended.
Oh, he did go there, didn't he?
Cary Grant.
I think he played rugby at Marquette.
Oliver Hardy. David Ruffin.
Temptations.
And Kurt Flood. And then dead on this day, still dead.
That's a great guy right there, Kurt Flood.
John Tyler.
John Tyler?
That's right.
Is that an easy one, Reiner, that you don't even need to?
Well, let's see. You'd have
Dewey preceded in.
All right, preceded by Harrison. And proceeded or succeeded by Polk.
Yeah! Do you agree with that, Groobs? Do you think that's right? Huh?
Well, I'm sure being a volunteer for that campaign, you would have remembered that.
Also dead on this day, still dead, Curly Howard and Ron Luciano.
I'm more into the numbers thing now.
By the way, was that West Wing episode worth all that trouble?
Clay Matthews.
Pretty good. Pretty interesting.
57.
That's right.
All right, Tyler, John Tyler.
And that's why today doesn't suck.
I think Josh wants a do-over.